let's say you give 25% to people, and that's all, that's basically all.
The whole rest is money.
And you may, you have one maker and then you just apply more.
Yeah, everyone.
Well, again, I don't know how it really works.
Pre-med, you're also some other major.
Whatever it may be. What I'm trying to say is as follows. I referred to it, I don't know if I looked it up. I wrote once an article, it's based on the Russia once gave me, what they call the Torah Mada series, it was the first Torah Mada journal. I have there an article.
The rest is money.
And you may, you have one major and then you just apply more.
Yeah, everyone.
Well, again, I don't know how it really works.
Pre-med, you're also some other major.
Whatever it may be. What I'm trying to say is as follows. I referred to it, I don't know if I looked it up. I wrote once an article, it's based on the Russia once gave me, what they call the Torah Mada series, it was the first Torah Mada journal. I have there an article concerning these very points. You know, even beyond Parnassa, what studies are advisable and permissible, etc., etc. To be honest, I think there are some studies that aren't emphasized enough in this college. I'm talking about not the Hebrew department. I'm talking about, for example, the English composition. Just got through reading the Bechinas. Maybe I should stop for penmanship. Some bechinas are so beautiful, so beautiful. I'm just talking about the handwriting. A pleasure. And some, I know I don't have a good handwriting. I don't. So maybe it's a fault of my second grade teacher. Maybe I'm too lazy. But I used to make an effort. I don't succeed. Sometimes I find people just. It's chicken scratch. You know what I mean? I get a little covered up reads. You know, someone has to read this. You know, I don't throw around the steps to get out of the grave. I read every single class in every single paper. Unless you already got, you already had more than the 12 questions you're supposed to answer. But English composition, spelling. I corrected spelling mistakes not only in Hebrew but in English, occasionally. You have to know how to. Really, this is very important. I think that Talmidim should be taught emphasis on reading and writing skills, speaking skills. How would they call today's speech? English is nibble, unfortunately, but go on there. But, to be able to express
the college's responsibility. The college is responsible to not accept something if you can't do that. It's whose responsibility.
Okay, that's a very good question. I do feel that these are very important fields. However, I do not feel that it's critical that every single student in this college should have mastered the entire body of English literature or the arts, which involve questionable material. I told the dean myself, it seems to me that over 95% of the college courses do not really present the problem in halacha. And it's just those few little problems that are giving us a black eye. That has now been written about, and you know about it. Stern College was an adjunct professor, wrote a whole article in Anglo-Jewish press, which is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. Apparently, even illegal, but she left, they can't sue her anymore. A whole story. And they had teachers go off on their wild. And I think, my personal opinion is, that academic freedom is important. Against academic freedom. I'm not in favor of academic freedom, which compromises the whole lot. Academic freedom means you can express yourself in an outrageous way. You are, for example, you're an economist, and you get up and say the stock market's going to go down 500 points tomorrow. Because of the long bills go off. Academic freedom. Sure. He says one way, the other way, I don't know whatever he says. Or a person is a historian, there's some new version of what happened in the Peloponnesian Wars, which is against what the academic freedom. A person to say, to use words which are curse words, or words to have sexual innuendo, or to have art which is nude or the like, or Christian art, which is what is over. Do you have any Shvichut Dalam art? I don't know if you have that. Even that I wouldn't like too much, but they already know what it's, doesn't have that, it's, you don't find, you can't stop what is over, you're right, but not even supposed to think about it. So it's a sur, afrei levavchem, afrei einechem, al tifnu alilim. Doesn't say al tifnu, don't think about murders. I mean, I don't recommend the violence on TV, but you know. But the other things, you have no right to be getting a zalmadis. You have no right to be thinking about it. We shouldn't be discussing it. We shouldn't be studying it. And I believe, my personal view is, that Talmidim, in any way it's possible, made their opinions be known, that while they are interested in the college education, and while they're willing to learn things even beyond what they need for their particular major, and they have an interest in the world at large, I think the yeshiva boys said, many that do have an interest in the world at large, even those who are Rosh and Ruben and Talmud Torah, they want to know, you know, history course, what in fact happened, what? Or even literature, what in fact did these people write? But they wanted to do it on their own terms. And it seems to me, Rabbi Kahn did not, Chas v'Chalila, exclude the majority of the Talmidim in the yeshiva. Chas v'Shalom, the same thing. The majority of the yeshiva want to observe halacha. And they may be a little bit ignorant. Maybe the Rabbi Kahn can explain to them why certain things are anti-halacha. They don't understand, they don't appreciate it. Not that in principle they want to go against halacha. Chalila is interested. So it requires education to explain to Talmidim what halacha has to say on all these matters. And this has to be done by Rosh Hashivas, not by administrators, but not by non-Jews. And we are the ones who have to say what we have to say. You'll tell me we disagree with the Pesach 75 years ago, by whoever it may be. So Yiftach Vadar, the Shmuel Vadar. So if you have, and Hashem and Biyamech, if the yeshiva now is these Rosh Hashivas, and these are the Rabbeim of the Talmidim, then they are the ones who have to say what they say. Guaranteed that within the group of Rosh Hashivas here now, yeshiva is a tremendous range. What's considered appropriate, not permissible, impermissible, appropriate, inappropriate is a range. So good. So there are people who pick a Rebbe X, Rebbe Y. One has a much more narrow version of what's allowed, and one has a broader version. Okay. So but it doesn't go beyond the vision of the broadest Rosh Hashiva. That's it. That's as far as it goes. No matter what an administrator will say. You'll say, how can that be? But the administration officially chooses the Rosh Hashiva, so how can it be that the administration do go beyond the Rosh Hashiva, the Bailon who choose the Rosh Hashiva? Because that's just the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world that way, that's just a fact. We have to recognize this as a fact. We have to realize that we have to respect everybody, we shouldn't run to condemn other views, we shouldn't get involved in kanos, we shouldn't get involved in fights, machlokes, it's not a healthy thing to get involved in fights. However, at the same time, recognize that we have certain views which we hold dear and sacred, and we believe that our yeshiva is required to be loyal to these views, and we Talmidim have to be loyal to the Shulchan Aruch. In this way, we should be zochah all, every one of us in his own way, the Hagdol Torah Lahavi. Obviously, so the fact that it has to bring it brought in at the end does not indicate that it wasn't there at the beginning. So to what Charos says tells us, even though it's mentioned at the end, it could be there at the beginning. I guess the Rashbam will get out by saying, no, yes, it's the Farish that way. Of course, this has Chazaras twice, and no, you have to say it was there the first two. But as far as Charos, which doesn't say it was there first, and it wasn't there, no. The oath. To Chazaras, Tzorech, La'atl, the Charos, Mishum, Kappa. What does Kappa mean? What is Kappa? Venom, okay. But it sounds like. It's kind of venom of a little, Sheretz, and somehow the Charos has neutralized it. I don't know. That's the Gemara of Kuf Tez Zayin of an Aleph. Which you, I mean, that's the reason I asked you to see if you like Gemara, that's Tam, because all these things are all connected to one another. So, we need to model the new Mamma Kermes. Kuf Tez Zayin of an Aleph, I don't mean Vait, I mean with Minei Uve. It's going to take us a while to quote chew up these two, three black. Mar says that Kuf Tez Zayin Amar Al Afish and Charos is Mitzvah. We allow Mitzvah Mishmai Maisila. So what are you bringing for? Am Ravami Mishm Kappa. What is Kappa? It's about Sraf Achazeres Kosher V'yesh Bo Eres. That's how Rashi and Rashbam learn. It's the Achazeres itself. I'll just talk about various bugs might be there. Let's dispute what they may have left something there. The whole discussion of what this means. And it's dangerous. 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 Fine. Said Tosfos, hey, if it's dangerous, what's the difference if it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Danger is danger. We'll talk about this. We'll get to that later. All right. That Tosfos is kasha. Yeah. Tosfos says, yeah. Umi uheichet gativol arishin havi b'shar yerokes. Then ain't tzorach le b'charoses. Ela o b'chomet o b'mayim u'melach. Kimoshe enogra v'natam. Well, we do that. We dip the carbos in salt water to our minds with the tears. Right, that's my kids always say, right? Tome b'gemara, the charos mishim kapa, like a kapa le b'morah. Koshner of Lezer, Rav Tzadik, Rav Mitzvah Zechel, the Tit, Lo Shaykh, Lo Moro, the Zechel, Lo Moro, Chayayim, Lo Homer. Vyod Lo Shaykh, Mitzvah, Shetilu, Rishon, Ena, the Hekera, so Hekera is any way you tibble it. Lo Gar, Rav Yosef, Shosef, Mesidro, Yifl, Charoses, Rav Shlom, Mesidro, Rav Shema, they dip the carpets in the Charoses, we don't have to do that. So there are three sheetahs, Rav Osa. The Rashbam seems to say you don't have to be in the tablet at all, nothing. Two problems. Isn't the tibble required for Hekera of the Tinokas? That's question one. Question two, if it's Moror, Chazeres, aren't you worried about the Kappa? So there are two questions against the Rashba. Fine. Tarsus himself says you always have to do a tibble for Hekera of the Tinokas. If you happen to be using Moror for the Kappa, you have no other vegetable, so you have no choice but to use Chagrosa to neutralize the poison. If, however, you are using a different vegetable, then you may use salt water. That's the second sheet. And the third sheet is Rashi, who says you always have to use charoses, whether you're using mora, whether you're using whatever you're using, parsley, whatever you use, you have to use charoses. Yes.
The Rashi says that
right.
You're still saying that if you didn't have
Who Rashbam said no. Rashbam said the whole Rosh of Metabol doesn't mean Metabol. Metabol just means you eat. That's what I thought, no. I think so. Three sheeters. I thought the Rashbam said you don't have to dip it at all. Yeah. He has a kasha from Rashi here to Rashi in his siddur. So how do you explain this theory? Rashi from one dibber to the next? New Adarabas, it's a good kasha. What's the answer? First Rashi is metabol means you eat, second metabol means you dip. Unless you say pshat in the Gemara that you eat, but you dip it anyway. And the Rashi has the same thing. Maybe. The Rashi makes no mention at all of dipping it. The Rashbam rather. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I take it back. Rashbam later. The Tibul Rishon Zeh. Oh, one second. The Tibul Rishon Zeh, Kedeshiyakar, Tinok, Vishnu, Vishnu, Bnei Adam, Regilim, Lecho, Yerek, Adam. No. Adarabah. The Rashbam doesn't say people are not used to dipping things before the Suda. You're not used to eating vegetables before the Suda. The Betibul just means the eating. Again, a character. Rashbam, the next to the last line, it seems that a heck of a Tinoch is used to the fact that you're eating the Erech before the Suda. Not that you're dipping it. Whereas we're accustomed to think that a heck of a Tinoch is the eating and the dipping, compounded. All right? Parsha Pshat. But again, we have Rashi seems to say that, although see, again, there's theories of galore. Because Rashi is the same thing. And Rashi himself says Tabel Duat Becharoses. So it could be a Shad's file. Rashi was like Tosa Sheet. If it's not a vegetable, it's enough to eat it. That's a hecker. But if it's a what? If it's Chazeres, you have to dip it in the Charoses because you're Kappa. Could be Rashi has the Rashi here is like Tosa. Whereas Rashi in the Siddur and Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim say whatever it is, you have to dip it in the Charoses. And the Rashban seems to say not to dip it at all, even if it is Chazeres. Oh. Again, the Rashban seems to say Poshut, there's no need to dip at all. Okay? On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Shlomo the Siddur seem to hold, you always must dip a charosis. The other extreme. The middle we call Tosis, that you have to dip it, because you usually dip it in salt water. But if it happens to be Chazeres, you must dip it in what? You must dip it in
charosis.
Now think of the fourth possible sheet. That's Rashi. Before sheet. Rashi seems to say, Pashpat over here, not the way the Rashi is quoted in Tosis in the Siddur, that you don't have to dip it. The heck will let you know because it's just the fact that you're eating it. But if it happens to be Chazeres, you have to dip it in Charoskos and a Kappa. You see, there are four possibilities, guys. I don't know if you figured it out. Either you have to dip, always, some Heker. That's what everybody holds, except for the Rashbam. But the Rashbam seems to also say, even if it's Chazeres, there's no need to dip it. Finished. There's another possibility, which we can attribute to Rashi. You don't have to dip for the Heker. But if it happens to be Chazeres, you have to dip it in Charoskos from Kappa. Then it's a Tosis sheet. You always have to dip it. But usually it's enough to dip it in what? Salt water. If it's Chazeres, you have to dip it in Charoskos. And then there's the Rabbi Yosef Tuvala walls. You always have to dip it in Charoskos. There are really four sheets. There are four, not three. Oh, okay.
Which
Chazeres
are you talking about here?
We have to assume that Chazeres, what we call Chazeres, was romaine lettuce. No? Is that what you call Chazeres? Some kind of lettuce. I suppose that some kind of lettuce, something sharp in the vegetable itself. I don't know what that was exactly. All lettuce is not sharp, so sharp. Let's see the Rosh. The Rosh talks about this problem of the kappa.
They make some bitter lettuces. I bought them in the store. It's not romaine. It's bitter.
Maybe we should do that.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Wow. First five are all the same votes. This 27th has it by a mile. And that's Sunday after Purim.
Okay. Can we have Chazara this week anyway?
In every, what, Chazara early? Early Chazara?
No.
Yes.
We'll
next week is going to be going to Chazara.
Yeah, why not? We'll see. Okay. Good. So the Bechina is scheduled for February 27th. Okay, we got it straight? Rabbosai. February 27th. Ad lo yoda ben pesume niso. All right. Okay. And the whole Shabbos of Chazer over here, so you're assuming it's summer before then. All right. Rabbosai. The Rosh Simon Chafei. The Rosh Simon Chafei. Ah, still. The Rosh Simon Chafei. The Tirit Arab Rabbeinu Yonah, south, with a little sanachis. So the Tibble region ain't a lechiv al lekeir bi'alma, who regil in kol hashana leochel chazeres v'lo charoses, v'yenem choshesh in lekapa. Gam ata nami lo choshu chachamim yochlu v'lo charoses, k'mo shosu b'shayim as hashana. Aval Tibble sheni shahu shal mitzvah, an amazing Rabbeinu Yonah. Chazal are more concerned with your safety when you're doing a mitzvah. If you want to get hurt, no. But don't get hurt doing a mitzvah. So if you want to have the chazeres without and not worry about the kappa all year long, no. No. But you have the shem mitzvah, then we have to worry about it. It should be done safely. A remarkable line in the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what he answered. He answered the sheet of the Rashba. You might have thought if I cared, if I mitzvah. No.
to be honest with all of you, if you didn't like that with the product. Now that brings up the second
exactly. Option. I yesterday a guy in my shul came to me after the kiddush with a whole to tina. How come I don't ask for the candy man? Should ask for the candy man. Why? Because candy is sugar and it's bad for your teeth. We used to give out a long time ago, especially for stories, you know, the candies. Support your local dentist, something like that. You know, today this is fluoride in the water, and some of my kids get away with all the candies, and also these cavities. I lived a generation before fluoride. I had a lot of silver in my teeth. But now I see that people with a terrible, terrible dental hygiene, outrageous, atrocious. And I don't mention any names. And they eat all the candies and everything that somehow, I don't know, the teeth are still there. I don't know if it's so dangerous. I wouldn't go along with that. Anyway.
What about you?
All right, this is what it says.
Yeah.
That's Rabbi Leonis Teres, this question. No. Okay. Now. The Ran answers Tosas the Kasha of the Har of the Rashbam. The Ran on page 48. Rabbi Yonah? We are defending the opinion, which I thought was the opinion of Rashbam, that even if you're using Chazeres, there's no need for Charosis. In fact, Tosas, what about Kappa? So the answer is only what about Sakonah if it's a mitzvah. That's what he says. Not for Hekka. So here they're on page 48, Dibra Maskel, two Dibra Maskel, you're supposed to see all the runs. This is on the fifth, what's so funny? This is the fifth wide line. The fifth wide line. Oh, actually, there's a little typo. I think the footnote of Ben Adavid pointed this out. I think there's an extra letter here, in the fourth wide line. He says, Upirish Rashi Zal. Likely should be Upirish Rash Zal. Who's Rash? Rashbam. Because Rash is against us. Upirish Rash Zal, probably the typo. The Mai Metadal Metapel. Metapel. Eat. Lo Nichol Elef Rushi Metadal Mamish. He dipped it. Shere Adayin Lo Yibiu Lefon of Charoses. That's the Rashbam's word. The Basa Hochi Katonilo. That they brought the Charoses. That's the Rashbam's right. Rashi didn't bring that right. Rashi didn't say that. I don't think so. If you're using Chazeres, then Rashi agrees you have to use Chazeres. The lesson. The Gemara mashma did avdina trei tibuli. Ki heichid levi akeo le tinokos. You have to have two tibuli. The Rashbam bavor in that kasha. As we say in Yiddish. She was very forewarned. What did Rashbam say? No. The eating of the yarek itself was heichid le tinokos. Not the dipping. I mean, in Amid Akuf tazavim with base. Not kol yodah betibul rishim. Tzorach shetu yodah betibul sheni. You see, you need two tibulim. Elavadai betibul mamishkama. Uvacharoses. What's more? It's like a Ben Yosef Tuvelin. Or at least like Tosis. Or at least like Rashi. Not like Rashbam. V'yav v'gav d'vos arochi katoni yavil d'fona matzah v'chazetz v'charoses. No. You see, it wasn't there before. Nay, the Tirana. Beautiful terrace. Lav le mei mosh lo yivu le fana macharos is kot in lechei, no. Ela havo de reisho sheheno ela mashu tzorech le shaito lo koma yivu le fana kach v'kach. It's obvious. They bring me an apple. I eat an apple. I don't say yivu le fana of apple. If they bring me something which I don't need now, it's a chiddush to bring it to me early, then it's necessary to say in the Mishnah yivu le fana. And therefore, lo katonah el reveal the fun of stomach. The tabu bechazeres hainu lama the metabu bechashenod v'shdainu bechaharoses. Avada. Abel havod the seifa she'enu tzorech la'achshav al'achar ha'godah. The afal pikein mevi'in the fun of mekeir the tinokos. Yeah, then b'didok katonah reveal the fun of matzah bechazeres. That havod is a havod which al pidin havod. Like, you know, they used to say that, I used to give you a mushroom. They said, no, guy is in karate. Ooh, wow. He's in karate, so he's very good at the black belt, the brown belt, the green belt, the purple belt. And then what? He's to make a white belt. Why? That's just to hold up his pants. No. Look at the same mushel over here. They feel the fun of things you don't really need right now. Ooh, that's a havoah, that's a black belt. It's a havoah, he did, it's a heckle of tinnitus. But they brought him the chazeres to eat, they brought him to eat, so they don't have to bother mentioning it. It's just to hold up the pants. That's just because it's needed logistically. That's a halacha, that's the round, beautiful terrace. There's a second half of the mission, the havoah, he did. You have to be, maybe all these things are carried to tinnitus. But the havoah, the first line of the mission, is just the havoah to be able to eat it right away. No, just can have havoah. This is just a necessity.
Yeah, it should be like that, because the first table is in order for the kids to recognize they should ask. The second one is for the mitzvahs.
We said, just
no, I understand that, but it's not going to reveal the fun at this early stage. What do you mean baby for now? The kids will ask, what are you bringing me all this stuff for? Now, you don't need it for a minute, I don't expect to use it right now. You're using it right now. Oh! The shishulatinogus. But they brought him the stuff and he ate it right away. That havoah is just gonna have it. It's gonna go as a hecker. That's a havoah. Like your mother brings your father an apple and eats the apple. It's a havoah. You should bring him an apple, so you should eat the apple. Yeah? Oh, that's a beautiful answer, Nirvana. That's a really a lumbish answer. Bite it. Behold, the itch of the mint cut, the charos is the safe of the misty. Apa pish and charos is mitzvah. Oops, look at the rebel, that's the barab tzaddik. That's why I mentioned Charos at the end. Teach the Machlokas with Tanakama, which we'll discuss a little bit later. So the Tanakama, the sphere of Shein Charos is mitzvah. Petibul Sheini Nami Lese. Eli Mishim Kippo. What he calls Kappa, we call Kappa, he calls Kippo. Rafila Katani Charos. Yod the maskina the gemara the blessed shayaki betibul rishin yotzei chavoso v'sheni ala keo the tinokos. Ooh, we'll see it later on. Maybe the first one is the proper one. Elavade kidiferishis. He doesn't like that teretz that you wouldn't need the kappa if it's not for a mitzvah that Rabbeinu Yonah that doesn't seem to like. Okay, fine. And we got it straight. This is the rhyme. Beautiful. Back to the gemara. We just have to go through this one line by line. Every line is a machlekes. Back to the Gemara. Fine. Ad shemagil leparperes apas. What does that mean? Again, a machlekes. What is Rashi saying? Kodem shemagil leosa chazeres shu ochel acha mitzvah amatza shu bevarach alea alachilas morach. We said before. Why not the table? It's the achil itself. All right. What does Rashbam say? Same as Rashi, basically. It came out the same as Rashi. Says Tosfos, also the same. Parperes kari hamoror ochlach ramata uparperes lama shemam shechas hamachlach parperos lachachma. We read this already on Thursday. Okay. The Ran disagrees. Let's keep a hand here and turn back to the Ran we just came from. Sorry. Ad shemagia leparperes hapas. Pirish Rashizal. Pirish Rashizal. The chazeres shu ochel achar amata koriyachi. The kevin shenachelus sochasuda. Harehi kilif. Lifton. What does lifton mean?
A spread.
The Rabban Zal Pirish, no. The matzah gufa koriyachi. The matzah is called parperes. Why? Fishi asuya rikikim. It's made a thin wafer. Vachikom asha magia le parperes. Vainu pas shi matzah. What a machlokes now. Can you imagine that? He said that the word parpes does not mean mora, it means matzagor. That's quite a different shot. Yes?
Why
does
Rabban
favor
matzagor people? Many countries use
colored
matzagor. Like in the Turkish part of the country, they use colored matzagor.
Right.
No, not at all.
Whatever. It doesn't pay to argue about it. They used to use thin wafers, that's all. Right. Easier to make it not come that way. Let's go right. Next, Heviel the funa of the Mishnah Matzah Chazeres v'Charos. I don't say Heviel the funa. So Rashi there, Acher also Tibul. That's what Rashi said. But the Ratosis adds, Heviel the funa Matzah the Mishnah Okru Ashulchon the Femish Omer Agada V'Olsa Aseder. Katani Heviel the funa Matzah. They uprooted the Shulchan for the Bala Aseder, yeah?
It's just
the after
the
Haggadah. The difference of Shat. Shat in the word of the Mishnah. It's important to know. Okay. The Akira Shulchan Nikadesh Yishal Abay. The Aviv Onalo. Adayin Yaviyu Shulchan Lassus Tibul Shani. Baba Yishalom on the Matvila Shtay Pomin. Ubiyad Kishokurin Matzir in the Panav. Baba Matava Morola. You have to return the table with the Matava Morola. Why? Sherit Sarah, Lama Bagoda, Matazu, Moroze, Bukhadamar, Lechem Oni, Sha'on in all of the Vorim Harbe. You have to return it right away. So then Akira Sashulchan, and we had that, Akira Sashulchan, you pull it away, and then you right away you return the Shulchan. Why must you return the Shulchan right away? Because after all, you have to have Lechem Sha'on in all of the Vorim Harbe. Fine. Where's Akira the Shulchan found in the Gemara? Take a look on Kuf Tetzvav, Amid Beis. You should know. Tell us to where it is, but you should have seen it by now. I'm Aram Akramis. You can't learn one without the other. They just keep calling back and forth. So what does the Gemara say in Kuf Tetzvav, Amid Beis?
Kuf
Tetzvav, Amid Beis. Post makes a reference to it. Halfway on the page, a little more. The whole discussion over here. Omer Avsimi Barashi, Mata Lefnei Kolecha V'Yechad, Mor Lefnei Kolecha V'Yechad, Charos Lefnei Kolecha V'Yechad. Vein Oku Nes HaShulchan, El Lefnei Misha Omer HaGod. But that was only done for the what we call the Balabas. Afunamar, Kulu Nami Lefnei Misha Omer HaGod. There's no need to get everybody alone, Matz and Mor. And Charosis, it's the one from one big pile.
Very expensive.
Lo ma'okun es ha-shulchan. Amen de berav yanag, leshe yakiru tinokotzvi yishalu. Alright? So what happened? Story. Abai av Yosef kameh de rabba. Chos de komadli taka mi kameh. Pulled away the tray from in front of him. Amalu adayan loko achlino. He didn't eat yet. Also, come akri taka mi kamon. You pull away the table before you start to eat. I'm like Rabbi Gavaldik. Petartan miloma manishtana. You exempted the recital of manishtana. Why? What's the point? You already asked me. So Rashbam says at the very bottom. Rashbam says petartan miloma manishtana. Let's first see the Rashbam before that. Beinokon es hashulchan. The last medium-sized line. Shemitzvi lakaras hashulchan kedel kamon ki echle beyakeru l'tinokos v'hani v'lididhu says the Rashbam v'hani v'lu shulchan kot v'fnei misha omer ha'god l'levado v'chenu chalecha v'yechad everyone has a car table avol onush mesalkan es ha'ka'ora shepo matzah umor shnei tafshilin v'sof ha'shulchan we just move from one side to the other v'dal anu v'ka v'yeshin on lag v'yes ha'ka'ora l'aka v'motzi in ha'bosom in ha'ka'ora v'la v'lsi. So I'm going to come on bus and throw like beer, and maybe shall show me how God the Pesach shall have seen him. The cave with the mutz of the name of Pesach Zeim, the name of beer with the tap shall share ball, you are the near of a kumakash name of the Ben Chaim. Avok shem ag bia, korog nash yaka tinok v'yishol, heif nirik kumakash koshul. Lefichok ein tzorich lehotzi mimeno ha tap shul. Kam ag bo'osa chinom, v'yen kan hekel le tinok, avol okun ha korog le gamri, v'yen echeren im keren zavis, kilu kvar okolok, nash yaka tinok v'yishol. The double akira shulchan. I don't have to pick up the car. You have to what? put it aside, as the Rashbam says. Now we already discussed Chol Pinas HaMatzis, remember that? Back on Daf Kuf Tes. So there the Rashbam said, two pshat from Rashi, he had a different pshat. So you take the matzah out of his hand, it shouldn't get too full, but the first pshat of Rashi, Magbiyan Esakar Meshul Tzinoko Sheyishalu, is very similar to this idea of Okrin, which the Rashbam quotes over there. Is that the heat on? Turn it off, please. Don't want. Okay. Yeah. It's all about you, Simple.
Sure is.
Manishtara. Just now, you have to go about the Charles asking Manishtara. So you better sit and listen very carefully. Yeah? Look, Chazal made certain care. They could have made different care. That's what care was. Yeah, I don't know. So Rashbam over here says, "Shemagbia karak l'sheyakir tinok v'yishal." We pick up the car so that the child should ask, "Manishtana, what's going on?" Hey, nirik makosh kosher. V'fichak ain tzarech lohotzi min atavshel. Got makbasa chinam. V'yank anek alatina. That's like the whole story. He puts it better in Kevin's office. He says that's what he is. That's the Rashbam sheet. Rashbam is the Shitosa, that's not from Kolfin and Kuf Tes we need to pick up. But according to Rashi there, the Pshat over here is what he said there. Because Rashi says, and Okra Tashuvah, and Terach Lag Biakar, Rashi is the Shitosa. And Kolfin has a matzah to pick it up. So Rashi is the Shitosa, Rashbam is the Shitosa. Says Tosfis, Lama Okra Tashuvah, and Kuf Tes Vavim is base. Dapka Shalahan Shain Tanin, to pick up the whole table. It's not so easy. So Noagu the Salek Akar the Tarechad Levi Kakira Shulchan. Period. And we go again. Masha Noagu the Salek Shulchan 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 Shulchan. But now what's he saying? He's saying, Holach Ma'anya, whatever he's saying, it's nothing to do with it. It doesn't look like Pesach Kodesh.
So
he's
still saying that even though they
start
to do
something
care, even though
they
don't know the question.
Okay, now let's get that talk at the last Rashbam and the Tosfos. Tata Milama Manishtana. You know what to say, Manishtana? Says the Rashbam. The Tanya Lekaman Chochom Beno Sholo. V'im Lav, you've no son there, Sholo Latva Manishtana. The Kevin says Shoel Lanu. Manishtana. Ain't on a trich and Lama Manishtana Lashem al Dvarav. Fishing is Tabadim in Mitzrayim and also called Ramalalo. He doesn't need anymore. Once he asks, what are you doing? That's a kind of a Manishtana. It's a may yes, it's not a complete Manishtana. All right. But the fact that it's impromptu is even better, you know? If somebody asks a real question on Pesach, that's better than the prepared text. Prepared text, yeah. He has to know an impromptu question. It's even better. Like when Simcha asked me a question in Pesach night, which is I never heard of before, a new question. That's much better than Manishtana, because that's an impromptu question. That keeps him awake. Yeah. Says the last Tosis. Eshiyake ratinok v'yisha. Kolomar mitoch kach yobo lisho b'shar dvorim. Abumash esho loman okam ha-shuvan. Lo yipotem v'manishtana. Against Shitas Rashi. Rashbam. See, holds like you may. Holds that you can't imagine. It's partly from Manishtan. But that's because Rashbam holds that it does partly. Okay, so it's a machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos. Fine. We got onto this Gemara because we were learning back on, if you recall, on Kuf Yudal and Amin Aleph. And you know about Kiras HaShulchan. So the Gemara has that it's either because of everybody or only because of Misha Omer Vahoy Agod. Omer Agod. There's a concept of a Bala Seder, Bala God, that's where it comes from. On the Kuf Tezvah of the base. It's a Bala God, only the Bala God has to be Okeres Shulchano, not everybody else is sitting around. And that account exists to this very day. Someone has to run this, run the Haggadah, to run the Seder. Okay? That's what it says. Omer Haggadah. Okay, here we go. Back to Kuf Yudal Amin Aleph. But the Rashi, Ratosha said, you must return the matzah back to the table right away. Why? Because you have to be Lechem Shalom Zoran Arbeit. Offer the Gemara, Kuf Tezvav and Lamed Vav. You have to say the Haggadah while the matzah is there. Now the question is that really true? How much of the Haggadah must be said with the matzah there? So the beautiful footnote of Rabbeinu David. For your information, footnote 32 on our mission. Okay? Quotes a Mechilta. Babra zeh v'shosha matzah u'mora v'nochel l'fonecha al shulchanecha. When the matzah was on your table. Aye, matzah mora ma'akev sif v'tis Mitzrayim? No. It's only Zman Tetzal, he goes from the Minchas Chinuch. Lo shim u'nochem mamish. That's what he says. But others disagree. Of course, Rabbi Yeruchim Perla says the quote of Bahag. After the Evanim, ain't no matzo moror, ain't a love chiyuv, sipur yitzias mitzrayim. But it is mechilta. Big machlokas. Big machlokas. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbosai, is instructive. That's what he quotes, which I wanted to point out to you. It's very important. Kuf tes, love of the babes, look in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Yes. Oh, Tazai, oh, you're on the right track. On the right track, Mamash. He quotes like the very bottom of Kuf Tezom Beis. The Gemara says, the last, where we left off, the last four lines. Amash Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Olav Devorim. Or Tayin HaMeyachi, Sha'onim Olav Devorim, Harbe. What's Devorim Harbe? What do you mean Devorim Harbe? So Rashi says, and Aflam and Vav was most quoted for the first time, Varam Harbi means Halal V'Agodah. The entire Agodah should be said with the matzah and mora in front of you. At least the matzah. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom of Kuf Tezom, no. Tanya, you see the plate? Big letters. Tanya. Lechem, Oni, Lechem, Shem, Varam Harbi, Dvorim, Pirish, Omer, Olam, Agodah. What do you mean Agodah? Matzah, Zusha, Anu, Ochlem, Bechulei. Mamash, what you said. There's one din of Sipriyatiyas Mitzrayim, which does not have so much to do with the Pesach Matzah Mora. It's a separate din. And there's another din of Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shalom Omer, Shalom Shalom Dvarim, the Pesach, Yosef HaVos Ve'Elohein, Pesach Matzah Mora. And as we pointed out, that's a different din. We had Nafkamina, we had Nafkis from Shomei HaKa'ona, perhaps. Nafkamina from Yochel Mibod Yom, we discussed, if you recall. Rabbi Shabbos HaGadol, Vinegat said, all these things we spoke about last week and the week before. So Rabbi Chananel says the Dvarim Harbe is only on the Galil Omer. That's it. The Stifler says that remember the whole Arichas Dvarim had in Chelik Yutzim and then Nunhei. How do you know that they're Chayiv and what? And Sipi, women are Chayiv and Sipi. It's Yisrael Mitzrayim because they're Chayiv and what? They're Chayiv in Matzah. There's a connection. But the way they're saying now ain't necessarily so. There's not much of a connection. Go to Rabbi Chananel and the Rambam. We're talking about the. You're talking about the chinuch, right? I'm talking about the chinuch. Oh, no, right. What did the chinuch say? Chinuch wasn't so...
How far does the ornament of Zoran Harbe go? Go for everything? The whole Agadah with how the work was limited to matches, do, etc. That seems to be the opinion of the Rak and the Rambam, not just some people. So it's a big Machlokas Rachos. Okay. Back to Kuf Yud Dalet Amin Aleph. Not finished yet. Okay. Afalpi she'ein charoset mitzvah. What's this? Not a mitzvah. Why do you bring it? And Mara says, why? Because of what? What footnote 32 in the Gavena Davidia and Machlokas Arishonim appears, how far is the ornament of Gerhard to go? Go for everything, the whole Azorda with how the work, was limited to Matazu, etc. That seems to be the opinion of the Rak and the Rambam, not just some people. So it's a big Machlokas Arishonim. Okay. Back to proof of use, Dalit Amanat, not finished yet. Okay. Afalpi she'ein charoset mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Omer mitzvah. What's this? It's not a mitzvah. Why do you bring it? And Mara says, why? Because of what? Kapha. Fine. Says Tyson, one more time to pass. Afalpi she'ein charoset mitzvah. Been told in the Bible, let's be charoset to Yeshua Tzadok, the charoset mitzvah. So the Sugya Natsum says, well, you know what it's talking about, with the Hillel, the whole story, we'll get to that by reason later. We have shlom at the cave, when the Kalik of Moral, and this can happen to people with the Charoses, which is Kato, lo mikri bitl the Kato. It's not called the bitl, because of the Taker, the necessary ingredients, Nidus. But if it's Nidus, I can take it to the Mavato. Now Nidus, you take it to the Mavato.
Any question on this on? Yes?
The basic problem is, people are using horseradish as moral, and you throw in like a chunk of
charoset? Kapha. Good question. If the mora is only required because of the kapha, the charoset rather than kapha by chazeret, and you have to use what's ordinarily called tamcha later on, so what right do you have to use any charoset? What should you say? Off the charoset to mevatel the mora. Right. The other answer, some Rishonim say the reason why the charos is on the vatel the immoral is not because of tikvah, because it's only a tibble, that's what it is. But it's also a Mordechai who seems to set out a kazai to charos. That's the famous Mordechai. It seems that way. Take a look. Look at the Mordechai, I'll show you where it is. The last page, literally the last printed page of the Mordechai. I can add it to the Bible Travis to Klau. I'll add you Rabbeinu David. You wrote it, everyone seems to rush around if you don't know. Go through all Rabbeinu David. And all the Mordechai over here. Mordechai, start the page Lamed Ches. Fader Shul Pesach. Okay? And do it until, if you don't mind, whatever's going to get to Arunyanim. Which goes until the top of the second column of page 76. Okay? That's going to keep you out of trouble for another day at least. Okay. But for now, Gary, and then right away, I want to share this interesting about Mordechai. Page 76. He says, the famous Mordechai. He says, 10th line of column 1. Shum.
Korchen b'vatachas v'yochon, that's for Hillel, he put it all together, the Pesach Matzah Morah. Pirish y'enotu kazayis matzah, v'kazayis morah, v'kazayis charoses, that's our original nusach before it was changed, or some change to Pesach, v'yochon. So the bottom, he says, in OCU test, kazayis charoses, wah! The big day yeshu test. Ain't he out there, minayel kazayis there, luska v'polskim. So ad rabba, minim b'gemar, lo lishi nishmor b'dacharoses, vilma agav kuye alye bay. Shouldn't leave it there too long. The times that cost the rabba b'niyona, should sorok l'nar acharos v'yola, they should all use battle time and v'yiruso. K'mosh cost the tour. Yes, there was a loma. Vito kazayis charoses, she yishke bo hamoro, v'lo she yokol a kazayis charoses. But Tom is thoroughly a Kazayas, so we should feel like a Rebbe last summer. Charos is mitzvah. The cold of Dvar Achil is mitzvah, thoroughly a Kazayas. The low Katana Kamadam ain't a mitzvah, a Labosh Yishkabo, a Mormish of Kapo. And Kotzava smag the mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, that's of a Kazayas. Do we pass in our way, or do we not pass in our way? Do we pass in the mitzvah, or do we not pass in the mitzvah? Do they make a brach on Charosis? The mitzvah should make a seventh bracha. Alachilas matzah, alachilas mor, alachilas charoses. So the kazayis of it. So the Mordechai seems to be saying, "What did I say?" Well, let's take a look for a minute at the Pirush of Mishnayos Lo Rambam. Page Kuf Lamed Tes. The regular page in the Gemara, not the Gemara. No, this talk is where we are. Move 25 blocks. Kuf Lamed Tes, Kuf Yudalet. That's where you find the Rambam. There, the Rambam is followed. Rabbi Lezer, the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadek, Omer Charoses Mitzvah, Ledayla Shechayim, Odom Levorech, Asher, Kizishonu, V'mitzvosu, V'tivonu, Al Achilas Charoses, Ve'eino Halok. Here the Rambam says two things. One, he says that if you hold it's a mitzvah to make a bracha ala chilas charoses. And then he adds, it's not halacha, because we don't pass in that way. Okay, it makes a lot of sense. It's a radical shita, so we don't pass in that way. That's what he says over here in the Pirush of Mishnayos Lo Rambam. So if you take a look at in the Dalish, with the Ein Mishpat on our Mishnah, take a look at the Rambam. Perek Zion, Hilchos Chametz Tumat Halacha Yudalet, and the impression that the Dalish gives you is a what? No. He passes like a mother of Tzadik. Let's take a look. Now in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, writes like this. Hacharos says mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Zeichel etit, she'od on Mitzrayim. The mitzvah. Tzadik of Sfira. And the Magad Mishnah, why don't we pass the Gemara of Tzadik? Hilchos Halacha Kamoso, the Shaklu Amoroi Alibay, that's Kuf Tezayin. The Gemara, the Amin and my Mitzvah, Rabbi Levi Matech, the Tapucha Raticha, Rabbi something, Rabbi Yochan Omer, Deichel the Tit, Rabbi Yochan, Tango to Rabbi Yochan, so you see the Chlor, that it's a Mitzvah. So the Lecha Mishnah asks, can't pass the gravel as ever saw it. Will the Pirush of Mishnah cause of a happen? And he said upon the other episode, you have to make a bracha. And here he backed out. He wants to know why to make a bracha on charoses, as he said in the Mishnayos. Doesn't know. He's never mentioned a bracha on the charoses over here. The kids are, it's all a problem around. That's the major problem. What happened over here? Is it inconsistent? Did he change his mind? And what about the bracha? We'll talk about it a little bit later.
Which word was first?
Yeah, Perish Mishnayos. Rabbi Osai, now we start today's sugya. Finally. I mean, till now we're just a little thing. Now we have to the big sugya. This is the major sugya, which we'll be discussing tomorrow as well. Amar Ish Lakish. Zoso Meres Mitzvah Sprichus Kavon. This is big time. All right. Rashi. Shimhachi boy Tracy Bully. Shem alone is gavin the shem mor all the dirich bar for adama kishar yirakas the alma. In other words, usually you say you have chveis, parsley, celery, whatever you have for karpas, and then the Roman lettuce for mor. This guy didn't have any celery, didn't have any parsley, didn't have any green pepper, didn't have any potatoes that some people use, whatever. We'll get to that later also. All he had was Roman lettuce. So what's wrong? So good. See, that's what he used in our Mishnah. So why must he have the Gemara a second time? Must be Mitzvichas Kavana. Came as low, be eaten Chiyu with the Gemara with the Yachale, the Bar Pradam with the Yachale, the Dilma Lo Yichav with the Gemara. Hilchach Bar Le Medel Le Tvul Le Shem Gemara. He talk about the Mitzvah of Lo Boy Kavana. Lama Lach Trey Tibuli, but Tavu Le Chod Azimna. When he had his Chazer, it's the first time, what we call Karpas. Why must he have it a second time? What is that? For the meal, you mean? Maybe. We'll get to that later, too. Must be mine. Still, Mali Olam, Mrs. Angel has come on. Hi. Who's the car? But trade the bully, Lomali? Question. Ki hechi the leve and kero the tinoko. That's all. No reason for a heck of a tinoko. That's all. And Echinam is Yotzei the Mitzvah in the very first table of when he had the Mora. And he has another one because of Hekeru Latino, because he needs two Tibulim. Frankly, the Mora is valid. That can't be. Again, V'chitema M'keil Hashmin and Shari Rokas. Okay, we'll say the same thing by Shari Rokas. He Hashmin and Shari Rokas have Amina Hechi. Hey, the Ika Shari Rokas would have been a Treti Bully. Abel Chazeres, the Chudola boy Treti Bully. Kamash Malon, if you look Chazeres, been a Treti Bully. He ached Levi by a Kero Latino. In other words, he would say it's valid. Look, if he has two different kinds, he has parsley and he has Roman lettuce. No. The two Tibuli have to be a Kero Latino. The guy only has one, only has his lettuce. That's all he has. If you might have thought, he only has lettuce. No. There's not enough here to have the same thing twice. A little bit funny. That's what it says. A Kamash, we have to have the same thing twice. Fine. So maybe Mrs. Angel has come up, doesn't it say? V'yo Tanya. Akol and Dmai Yotza. Akol and Bela Meskave and Yotza. Here it is. Angel has come up. Achol lechatzoyin yotzah. Uvash lo yishe ben achila lechaverta yosef b'fnei achila's pras. Now Rabbol said the word yotzah. What does that mean usually? What kind of patients have yotzah? B'di'evit. Of course the mai is only b'di'evit. Not supposed to eat mai. And of course he says b'di'evit chavon is b'di'evit. Go on and say if it's entered as chavona lechatzkili shal chavon l'shem mitzvah. Here's the big kiddush. If you have b'fnei achila's pras, it's also b'di'evit. You're supposed to have the whole thing. What? In one shot. A kazayas in one shot. Easy. Kazayas?
You
take open the brisket and
you shoot all
of them out. A kazayas? Kazayas is nothing. Kazayas more, how much nothing? One shot. First of all, it seems to me, I'll get to it a little later, that the vast achas over here, okay, what is it? What's the question? It means that you're eating it in one uninterrupted continuum. Doesn't mean you have to eat, put all your face up li at once, the Mordechai suggests, which we'll get to that later. It means you should just eat now, then, you know, whistle a tune, and a minute later you'll have the other half kazayas. That's called achol lechatzoyin. You with me? You whistle a tune in between, or you take a walk, or you look at the ceiling. That's considered the lechatzoyin. But if you keep eating, even though it's the camel fit in your mouth at once, all right, can't fit, so I'll bite, I'll finish strong, I'll bite again. That's considered about tachas. That's the chatchila. Can't you really count that later? We'll get to briskets later. We're living in New York now. Alright. The Gemara says, Tanoi de Tanya, the Machlokas of Tanoi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Apalpi, Shetilu, the Chazeres, Mitzvah, the Ever, the Fun of Chazeres, the Charosh, the Tashilin. What do I mean, Mitzvah? You have to bring, because you weren't Yossi the first time around. V'akati mimai dilma kasar Rabbi Yossi mitzvah v'en tzrichas kavana v'ay levin and treti bule k'echel evit hevit hekeo latino. Goes? Must know. If came my mitzvah. Mitzvah is an actual, not just a hekeo, it's a mitzvah. You must bring it for the sake of mitzvah. The Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah v'en tzrichas kavana. And the Tanakama holds mitzvah v'en tzrichas kavana. So how do you paskin? If a machlok is Tanakama Rabbi Yossi? Tanakama Rabbi Yossi, how do you paskin? What will be the general rule of psak? Rabbi Yossi will give it, but usually we assume Tanakama is the Chachamim. And Yochan the Rabbim, even Rabbi Yossi, Allah Kram, we don't pass the Rabbim against the Chachamim. And Tanakama was often given the status of Chachamim. That's the question. It doesn't say who it is. It's anonymous, right?
And the Tanakama is a Rameir.
Sometimes.
And Rameir was adopted up.
Yeah, but that's in a Mishnah, it's in a Braisa. Yes? Sorry? I don't know, maybe not. The machlok is a tremendous dispute out of Pasuk in the Shaila. Is it Tzrichas Kavana or Ain Tzrichas Kavana? Steerus galore, we'll see with the Rambam, we'll have a whole, we'll mention it in the discussion. All right. So far, so good. Fine. Any questions? Pashut. Someone wants Pashut. Tosfos gives to a beautiful running commentary here in the city. Tosfos is like a Pirish Rashi here almost. The top Tosfos on the Kufi Dala in the day. Let's take a look. Zos Omeres Mitzvah Strichus Kavon. Rishlokish Tava de Masnis and Stama Katani. Umairi Afilu Yochol Limsa Shaya Rokas. You can find parsley. Nevertheless, Eino Lentroach HaShaya Rokas. Hello, also Shnei Tibul and Bemaro. Nothing wrong with that. Fine, I'm sure the mitzvah striches kavana. Mitzvahs require kavana. The cave and the low be idon v'chule. Uve boi pri adama u diokale. Chloma shalo birech al achilas mor. V'dilma lo ichavim. Says Tosa Vidilma. Vidilma Lab Dafka. Klomar Vada Elohicham in the Moror. The Ain Mitzvah Elah Tibul Shani Achat Matzah. Let us boil in the head of it. Fully Pirishul of Vorek Alachilat Moror. So when the very tentative Lashon the Gemara used, Vidilma Elohicham in the Moror. Maybe he wasn't the Chav, then probably he was. Chas V'Sholem, says Tosa. Then if you make a bracha on the morrow, it'll be a bracha levatala. Or sabik bracha levatala, sabik bracha slahakil. And pashas in the Gemara, if you make a bracha on the morrow, which you have after the matzah, must be bevadai at al kavana lotus. Why didn't they have kavana lotus? Because the din is al matzah samarorim, in that order. But if he had morrow first, he knows, we could assume, he didn't have kavana to be yotze, and he could make a bracha when you have the morrow after the matzah. So why did he say to the Feirish? Because of Rav Chisda. Who is Rav Chisda? Not up today yet. We'll see soon. We'll knock out the bruche mishim Rav Chisda is the mishmaid and the mevarach al akhila smar with the bruish. We'll get to that soon. Fine. Bahadika omar uva bori priyar dama ochile. Hayne kolom ha-shein ochol ha-shem akhila smar. El akhola lot is bori priyar dama. He saka tayzach lo boi kavona. Im ken yotzeh chova smar with the bruish. Afagab da chola lefnei matah. Siva matzah semror lo havi yikuva then a mai tzorach trei tibula b'mor havi ladur yashay yirotis mishim akeir b'tibul rishin v'yachar matzah b'tibul sheni yochal mor and the mishul is stam. So what right does the guy have to have chazeres twice? We should insist on what? Rabbi will say what? We should insist on what? No, on his findings of parsley or celery or something of this nature. We're very concerned about a kera. You have to have a care.
What does it mean that Chol Mara?
Answer is kavod. So you ask me a question, why am I to the mitzvah later on? Because of the mitzvah of chatchila is matan and morah. So morah, what they post called morah kil chaso, is to have it after the matan. Right? And even if you only have romaine lettuce, nothing else, still, you want to have morah twice. Kimitzvah, also at the end. Umishemekeh at the beginning. When is the yotzeh the mitzvah? Close to his hand, yes. Yotzeh the first time or the second time? Pashtus. If mitzvah is saying, when are you yotzeh? No, wake up. The first time, Pashtus. Hold on. See the problem with the brach. We'll see. Okay. So far, so good. Yeah. Let's now go a little bit right. The Gemara says, Ma'ashnei Tavshilim. This is now on the side. We'll get to the main Akubrosh. We'll get to in a few minutes. Ma'ashnei Tavshilim. Amar Avuna, Silk of our Rose. What does Silk of our Rose mean? Beets and rice. Rava Avamahadar, Silk of our Rose, a whole banana with whom in the Ravuna. He said, that's what you should get. That's what you get, even though it could have just as well been potatoes and corn or whatever else, but that's it. The Rebbe said this, that's it. Or the less the chayish of Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, we don't pass like it, finished. Yes, we do pass it, and you make it own, it's very filling. That's more broken. It's the one exception to the rule. Ordinarily, the only thing which we consider to be filling is a formal, official chamesh laminah. What are they? We assume it to be reeds, wheat, barley, the main things that we don't eat the sorrow, and rye, spelt, and oats are traditionally the three other kinds of subdivisions, which is based on a Gemara on aflan and hay. Take a look. Lam and hay. Right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Eilu dvarim shal yotzeh nechavasu lepesach nevzvamata. V'chitim, v'sorin, v'kuskim, v'shipon, v'shipol ha-shuo. What do these things mean? It says the Gemara, Tana kuskim min chitim, v'shipol ha-shuo, v'shipon min tzorin. Fine. What are these things? Says Rashi, Shibola Shuan Avaina. Shiboleth Shalah Asui Kizanov Shuol. It's like the tail of a fox. What is Evaina? Says the Lad Rashi, wise guy. Shibola Shuol. What can he do? He doesn't even write in English. What do you write? Look at your French dictionary. You know what Avaina is? Who knows? Look in the Yiddish. Yeah, what does the Targum say? You have an English one? Oh, the Torah sale? $12? Alright. Okay, maybe we should get it. Do we have a Targum here in Sukkot? Where is it? Where is the Targum? 278. Okay, 278. Let's take a look. Quarter marshal. Lam and hay. Shibola, super, avina, hopper. Hops. Beer is made from hops. Is it not? What is hops? So I saw in my dictionary, I forgot where I looked it up exactly, that avina is French for oats. I don't know, I'm not sure. I'll double check.
Oat products for health.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, and Dr. Ruff brings down that I think that avenue is the species name or something
that?
And
it means for me those, no?
I think so.
That's what I thought also. I thought anything elsewhere as well. But Avina is oats. Why is that relevant? It's traditional, and it's based on this Rashi, I believe. That oat is from the Chameshes Haminim. There is one opinion which maintains that oat is not from Chameshes Haminim. One of these, Svarim, I think it was called Simcha HaMishnah, one of those Svarim. One of those Svarim came out some years back. Did a scientific analysis, he said it can't be. Oats does not resemble wheat or barley closely enough. Oats didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a Mishnah, it's a scientific word. And therefore he said, oats is nothing. Oats is simply a... the bar pred dama. Whatever it is, different kind of wheat, different kind of barley, subset of barley or wheat. You find that the name wheat is misleading. There's a thing that is called buckwheat. We call that in Yiddish what? Kasha. What's the brach on buckwheat? Bore priya adama, it's not wheat at all. I think something, is that what they used to call Turkish avayah? Some kind of thing they used to call... Whatever, sometimes they used to call it a name Turkish wheat. Maybe it's buckwheat, I don't know what it is, something or other. The fact that the goyim call it wheat does not mean it's the chamesh naminim. And the fact that they make it the oath to be significant doesn't also mean it from the chamesh naminim. What was Mishnimim Shinishtavka Ben Eretz Yisrael? Wheat and barley, they're derivatives. And here's a big dispute. Is oats considered derivative of wheat or not? Or barley or not? So the answer, I don't know. Rashi tells me so. And Rashi said that it's so it's so. That's all. I rely on Rashi. But there are poskim who say that Rashi is wrong. Can you imagine that? Rashi is wrong. And they say it's better you should not rely on it. They bought the pace of night. And some people have wheat intolerance. So they make oat matzah. So the poskim will say, what are you doing oat matzah? Oat matzah is no good. Oat matzah is poshuk, not considered, you wouldn't be oat to the mitzvah, it'd be a brachal of a tall of the boot. What should you make if you're intolerant of wheat? Barley matzah. And that comes out. I mean, we've been barley to barley to cholent, but I mean, you know, the barley is barley to Michael Behema. But obviously you can doctor it up. I mean, to me, cholent is, yeah. But apparently the oil of things that you can make a delicious machol out of these things and people kill for it. Cholent, for example. Some people love cholent. And they like the barley in the cholent. All right. So obviously, barley can be made to be delicious. So, I mean, so make barley matzah. I don't know how that's going to taste. That's what I would tell people. If they're going to ready, can't eat wheat, make barley matzah. Again, the rice, I tell you, the one the rice we have by eating is Kazayas Matzah Pesach Night. That's it. What, let's say for worse comes to worse, you make a Bari Priya, you Bari Mizonis on Cheerios, and Cheerios is made from oats, and there's no wheat, let's say no wheat, no rye, nothing. We assume rye, by the way, is one of these things. I'm not sure which one's rye. Which one is it? Sheep bone is rye. Look on the... Shigla, what is Shigla on the side? Kusemis. What about Shikla? I don't want to spell this Kusemis. What's Kusemis? I don't know my modern Hebrew. Kusemis is spelled? Who's going to spell? Oh, I called it Ishpelta, of course. Ishpelta, it must be spelled, that's what Rashi says. It's spelled that. That's a silver spell. Sha. Kusman sounds like it's spelt. That's spelt. So spelt is a kind of wheat. What is spelt look like? You ever seen spelt? Never heard of it. Yeah.
What?
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Simcha Paskins. That spelt is a kind of a wheat. Very good. Now, we have two kinds of barley. So what are the two kinds of barley? What are they? One is Shipola's Shul and one is Shipon. The Shipon is the Shigla, which they translate again as Shipon. They keep going in a circle, even if it's Shipola's Shul. So we think that one of them, at least the first one, is considered oath. Those who disagree say not though. Sometimes worse comes to worse. You had Cheerios and you made a bar of Mizonis, and it's really, it should have been a bar of Pradama. So
So first we'll quote the many posts from Yosef in the Eved. Make a boy with anything which is called me to desire. Quote the chayot of Yosef in the Eved. That's the halbatar. The bigger problem is the bracha chrona. Make a bracha chrona of ala michya v'ala chakola. Ala oras ala michya. That's only a minute to stop for the Yisrael. And if you're making a mistake, and in fact the oath is really like kashas, this really should be a bar and a fashas. No, you made a mistake. So we pass, I mentioned to you, that most possible the brachal of Atala is Issa de Rabbonah. Kishrak Masud is also the Rabbonah, the Pashas. The rice is only Kishrak Masud. Again, the only the rice you really stuck with is Matzah, Pesach, Nice. So for there, once a year, so you, if you really can't have wheat, better make barley matzah. But I would say, if it's feasible, I am not a baker either. I'm supposed to go to the matzah baker, by the way. I never know about that.
Remember. To
practice
old matzah, initially you can't very bitter. They have to use some new technology.
I know. I read it in the Jewish press. Yeah. But, what can I tell you? Let's go on. Let's go back to our, where we got sidetracked over here. We're on Kuf, Yud, Dalet, and Beis still. Oh yes, the rice, that's what we got started. The rice, according to one day, it's in the Chamesh Taminim. And it can become Chomet, it can become Matzah. We don't pass it that way. Because you haven't cooked rice, so if you couldn't have cooked, we can do better Chomet. Fine, we're not worried about Rabbi Yosef Ben-Uri's opinion. By the way, there's an interesting Yerushalmi, if I'm not mistaken. What's the machlokas of Metzias? Yerushalmi has a kasha. The machlokas of Metzias? Well, I mean, make up your mind. Either it's with Bola Dechimut or not Bola Dechimut. After all, we know there are certain Simon Dechimut. Right? There's certain cracks, certain Siduk, Sir, all the whole discussion in the third parak. Let's take rice, mix it with water, let it rise for 2 hours, and see what it looks like. What's the problem? Yerushalmi has a kasha. He's not Yerushalmi, it shouldn't be a machlokas of Metzias. If you can clarify it, then you should do so. So what's the place for any machlokes? That's the Yerushalmi's kasha, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's Yerushalmi of Chala. I don't think it's himself on the Yerushalmi. Huh? Summertime, yeah, that's the show. 1 minute. Yeah. So I believe the Yerushalmi says, what are the Chachamim say to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? No. Ein abali de chimas ele de sirchon. What is sirchon? The ruach. It's rancid or whatever you want to know. So the answer is, it's apparently, so what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? He also knew what happened. The parents, they did an experiment. And it was what the lab go for. They saw what happened. They saw when they mixed the rice in with the water and it developed a certain way. What is that development called? Is that called chibus? Is that called sirchus? It could be levar. They said the matzias was going to be accepted. How do you describe it, matzias? That was the machlokas as well. Fine. Right, please. We must continue. I want to get to the next. We must finish the sukkah. Right. Ravashi Shmamino, the Ravuna, less the Chayesh, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Tanya of Yochanan ben Nuri, Yomar, Ozmin Doganu, the Chayav, the Chibus of Korah, the Nibus of Pesach, fine. Chizk Yomar, Avilu Dog, Ubeita Sha'olov, Fidish Shnei Tavshilin, the fish with the egg coating around it. Rabbi Yosef, Omer Tzorov, Shnei Minei Bosor, Yegor, two kinds of meat. Echa Dechol of Pesach, Echa Dechol of Chagiga, that's all reason of two Tavshilin, one for Pesach, one for Chagiga. Rabbi Yomar, Avilu Garmo, Bishula, what does garmo bishula mean? You have the meat with the fish. That's also considered some shnei. Shnei tav shilin. Right, with the soup of it. Fine. Says Tosfos, important Tosfos here. Yes. Oh, here it is. Less the chashav yochav and nuri. Time of leina bole de chima tel de sirchon. Perikol shah. And eyes what he thought it was chima. That's the misham. That was an experiment. Fine, Shnei Minei Basar, Pirish Rakhza, Tzli, Zechel, Pesach, and Mavushal, Zechel, Chagig. That one has to be roasted, and one has to be cooked. Alone here,
The Kailan Kibben Paymo, the Elda Fayan, the Chagiga Nechalas al Tzli. The Masnis Nasikava say, Laila da Kul al Tzli. The Kach Nire, the Tarvayam of Ushalin. Okay, in Mashma Lashon Tavshilin. Kile, Pula, what should it have said? Tavaya what? Sluyin. So the Befarsh is talking about this. What's going on here? Huh? Masho has a kasha. What's my little look at Masho? Okay. Look at Masho. The Chorot Tavayim flew out of the Neymar. The Ben Tema. The Evshari says, the Ein Lochash Litzlos and Keva, the Ein Boy, the Kolba, the Zecha, the Amo. The Lashon Tavshu, the Nachi Mashpulu, the Lord Boy, the Litzlos, and that's what he means. Don't be so precise. Two Tavshu, good enough. Fine. Next, Tosi. Guess what, Rabotai? Guess what? This year. Ain't Sora Brakvishal Echad. Why? The Chagigas Yudal ain't a Dokas HaShabbos. This year only one. Umiyom Arid, the Mikol Gomel Lechalek. You shouldn't make a distinction. Why? I'm amazing Shah. The Domi Lechova Vayinim Anichim in Lassus Shnei Tavshilin. If you don't have two Tavshilin this year, that gives you the impression of what? It's a real chiyuv. It's chalila v'yichas an issue of what? Koshim b'chutz. The God of the Yesh love Hashem, although you ask the Bashar p'sochem. The other reason. But the fakir the reason. The yen shem chshashem anu osim na fagaz lo tzorech lekel nech Hashem yibon abeis ha-migdosh. The yomru eshtake osim uzecha lechagiga b'shabes pashmena min akriva b'shabes. No. Dak rov ha-mesuril is the reason. Ukshayibone Moshe v'Aaron yeyimanu, v'lekel emitzi. No, achabol aniach v'lasu shkashilim asirin alsof. If he doesn't want to do it on Moshe Shabbos, nish. Okay, now we come to the main sugya. Now, 5 minutes into this year, come to the main sugya, which will obviously have to be tomorrow. But okay, let's see the machlokas of Lunar of Kis. Sova, yeah. It's not a complete kolba, and you can't do it on Shabbos. It won't be less alasov. You'll have macaroons. I don't know. But what can I tell you? Give me the other Shabbos of that. Says the Gemara like this. Shita. Hey, Chadika Shayirokos, Mavorach, Shayirokos, Bar Pradama, the Ochim. Bahadam Mavorach, Alachila, tomorrow, later on after the Matzah, the Ochim. Fine. Hey, Chadulek, Alachasa, you only ask Hazeres, only ask Roman letters. My, what do you do? Omer Avuna Mevorech Meikora Amorah Bar Priya Adama V'yochem Ulevesof Mevorech Olei Alachilas Mora V'yochem. That's what I would have said. The first time it's only a hekelet inochas. You don't make any bracha. It's not a mitzvah then. You just make a Bar Priya Adama. And the second time, and it's a mitzvah, that's when you make Alachilas Mora. That's all. Rashi says, Rashi says it's the Rashbam, I think I'm looking for. No, it's Tosaf I'm looking for. Omer Avuna, last Tosaf. Mevorach Bakule. Ravuna Savakirish Lokish. The boy Kavana. Vafilu Isle Shayirokos. Ovid Memorial Shneti Vuli. No big deal. You're going to have celery on the side of this, on the other side. Big deal. You want to use prefer letters? Fine, nothing wrong. Because Mitzvah Trichos Kavana. And there's no Kavana the first time around. So no problem, make a bracha the second time. Maskif l'Rav Chis, here's where the fight starts. This is a major one. Maskif l'Rav Chis, the Kuf Tez Bavim and Aleph. Acha Shemile Kresa Menu. Chosa Mavore Choleom. What does that mean? What does that mean? We all meet the Strichas Kavana, meet the Zain Strichas Kavana. That's the big dispute. Most Rishonim learn that he's, what he's basically saying is mitzvah ain't shichas kavan. And la'acha shemila crazy simply means he did the mitzvah already. So it's like a bracha levatala. Elam Rav Chis, what do you do? Ve'kara b'varach alei bar priyadam. V'yalachila tzmara. Do what I told you. Mitzvah ain't shichas kavan. V'yoch. You have a mitzvah. Ule v'sov ochal achila tzchasa v'lo bracha. Because why? You already wanted to mitzvah the first time around. The Surya Abdi Kirafuna, the Rav Sheshes operator of Shuab and Kirafuna, the Hilchasa, Kavos and the Rav Chis. Rav Acha, Berei, the Rav, Mahadar Asha Yerokas, La Fuke Nafshe Miplukta.
That's how Tulsus knew that Rav Chisden's terribly captain.